Yeah, let's give it up for Liquid IV.
Yeah.com,
baby. Promo code Nooners over there is going to get you 20% off your first order. Rage this weekend, jobless on accident. I feel like it was an accidental rage this weekend.
Yeah.
And I needed some Liquid IV to start off the day. I start every day with a Liquid IV. Our kids are using Liquid IV.
Yes.
They've got the new and improved sugar-free Liquid IVs as well. And Pear is back. Pear is back. That's my favorite. Pear was my favorite there. Big fan. But hanging out, watching sports, hanging out with the friends and all that other stuff. You start boozing, you lose track of time, and then you're like, oh, shit. I need to rehydrate for the week. Got to pop in that Liquid IV. Are you a daily girl? Because I don't see you every single morning all the time.
Yeah, I'm a daily girl. So I do one of the sugar-free grapes or the sugar-free apple, which are my new faves, in 24 ounces.
Okay.
So it is supposed to be just in, they say, like, put a packet in 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water.
And that's going to hydrate you double. I put in the 24 ounce, maybe onesie or twosie.
Yeah.
And go through the day.
Yeah,
it's life changing.
I call it Hydration Monday here on the show because it's one of those things where, again, you go hard over the weekends, you got the kids, you're not eating great, you're boozing with some friends or whatever, and then boom, reset on Mondays, pop in the Liquid IV and you're good to go. But it's a little pouch. That's it. You're ripping open, popping into liquid, 16 ounces or more. And you're good to go. Super easy there. Three times the electrolytes. No artificial sweeteners. 8 vitamins and nutrients. Non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Weekends are for going wild. Have a game plan for Monday with Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Superior Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Yeah, JD's! We back, baby!
We're back!
We back!
The Tuesday after a long weekend.
I get a little raspiness in my voice today.
Oh, yeah?
Well, when you're cheering for the Rowdies, you know, when you're cheering for the Tampa Bay Rowdies to win.
I know.
We had some crazy games this weekend in Tampa.
We really did.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Rowdies won 2-1. And then Rays won 11-10 over the Dodgers the next morning. And shit got wild.
Yeah.
Shit got real wild.
Yeah.
MyBookie.com actually let us bet on the Rowdies game, which was awesome, but the spread was minus a half a goal. And everything was fine. Through 90 minutes, we were up 2-0.
Right.
And they scored a goal, and then they ripped off like two more shots, and then I'm like, hey,
let's
kick the ball into the stands.
Yeah, you've done it.
Let's end it. 5 in a row, though, for the Rowdies. 5 in a row. They could be. They were in second place. They might be in first now. But it was a blast. Holy
cow! So fun. Thank you to everyone that came out. We had a really good turnout of listeners and friends.
Great, great turnout. Gotta say at the top how impressed I am with the Rowdy Stadium.
Oh my god!
I mean,
it's just fun and chill.
If I live there, I think I might be a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
Beautiful stadium, right on the water. All the amenities and the things they had.
Every seat seems like it's in the shade somehow. It's
very
amazing. And
the merch is on point.
Mm-hmm.
So on point that there was a line to even before the shop even opened up. And then they said, look, dude, if you don't grab a jersey or something now, they'll sell right out. And sure enough, they did.
It's a good kit.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great.
Look at Bob with the proper terminology.
I know.
Yeah, it sure is. And well, actually, we got a picture because we took some photos on the field there. Obviously, Hard AF Seltzer is a sponsor for the Rowdies and the Rays. Let's see that pic, Bob. Yeah, Rowdy's royalty in the house.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah. Right so there you were.
Just lost it on the desktop. Hold on. There we go.
There it is.
There we go.
There it is, Bob. Boom.
Oh, look at that.
Let's go full screen. Look at that.
Look at us. So it was absolutely ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
And the staff, I met someone after. A dude that worked there was like, oh, they don't tell us anything. We thought you were just like another mascot or something that we needed to like.
Yep.
Okay, I was taking pictures with kids like I was a Disney princess. It was really fun.
That's the Rowdy's jersey, by the way. Best in the biz right there. Big fan of that. But there was probably 20, 30 kids, little kids that came up and took pictures with Jabes.
Yeah.
And we just told everybody you were Rowdy's royalty. And, and everybody was like, I just want to take a picture with the Rowdy's princess.
Yeah. The Rowdy's princess. I was like, well.
Yeah. They kept putting us on television.
A little older than that, but hey, I love it. I'll take it.
They kept putting us on television in the suites because it looked like you were waving to people throughout the game.
Oh, I mean, I was. I was on the clock.
No, I know.
I was on the clock. And then also it was like, it was a good way to be like, oh, sorry, I have to work.
Yeah, I gotta, if I don't wave.
If I don't wave, they'll fire me. Yeah.
You lied to small children to ignore them?
Oh, it got better. As the more and more drinks you had, Jabes.
Yeah.
Do you remember leaning out of the suites down to people and saying, you are a beautiful child.
No.
You're going to grow up to be strong, talented, and beautiful.
Yeah, only girls. But I was like outside of the, you know, I'd lean outside a little bit and then like some girl or something or mom would catch the, and be like, oh, there she is. And I'd be like, oh, and then I'd like point to them and christen them. And give them a blessing.
Well, you had a scepter.
Of being a scepter. Yeah, and I was, you are beautiful. You're smart. You are going to do amazing things.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
It was awesome.
It was fun.
It was awesome. And we got house there throughout his game.
We did.
Nice having that much Hard AF Seltzer all over the place, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, just in a fridge right next to you.
It's great.
Yeah.
Absolutely great.
It's an 8% wave crossing the country.
Man, that's
it felt like it.
That setup too there was fantastic. All of their suites were amazing and hard to explain. I mean, some of them were built into the field. Because you were like, hey, I want to do the field one next time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where you're literally like, yeah, you're on the field.
You're
right behind the goal.
I mean, directly behind the goal.
But like ground level behind the goal with like just a little.
So somebody ripped a shot for the other team, and it just bounced off. I mean, it hit the railing of this suite so hard. If it was an inch higher, that woman would have died probably. But,
And I was like, I want to be there.
People don't realize. I was behind the goal for a USA-Mexico game, and it was about 10 feet away from a couple stiff shots on goal. And those things, it's like a fucking cannonball. Like, those things fly in there.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, they're...
Did you get hit?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but they've got a reading on television to tell you how fast the kick was. Mm. Most of them are going like 120, 130 miles an hour for some of those shots. And yeah, that lady would have died in that suite. I mean, it was awesome. Yeah. I was kind of rooting for it a little bit.
But that was definitely why I was like, I want to go to that one.
Yeah. And then we went to the Rays game. The Rays was great. Big victory for the Rays. Best record in Major League Baseball. I thought that it was a lie that they had live stingrays in the outfield and you could pet the stingrays.
They do.
That's true.
That's true.
It is definitely true.
That's a fun stadium, too. There's like a bunch of different places to go.
It's old, but it's got a weird charm to it somehow. And I enjoyed it. I'm actually going to give a shout out to St. Pete in Tampa while we're on the topic. There was so many people there that met us out and everything else that were like, hey, dude, you guys have like shredded St. Pete and Tampa for years on the show. I hadn't been in like 7 years. I hadn't been back in 7 years. All of it is entirely different. So many great bars and restaurants. Everything was brand new. All the high rises they're building there are identical to Miami. Mm-hmm. And it was beautiful. You do not have to twist my arm to go back to St. Pete again.
Great place to raise a family.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe move a business.
It's probably a town for you, to be honest with you, where, you know.
No, the surrounding areas, I'm saying. Like Tampa, the greater Tampa area.
Yeah, I live there.
A lot of great suburban family homes.
There is. I lived there for a year, and it's fine. But that downtown area, if you're single into your 40s and 50s and just want to live that life, it's great.
Right.
It's absolutely great.
Just so this could be the reason Bob gets divorced.
No, I think I think it's where Delco ends up. And that way you can just walk down from your high rise, go to the games, get fucked up, and then, you know, go back.
Go to the banana hammock.
You know? Well, maybe not there, but...
I loved it.
Yeah. Late at night, it was dangerous.
It was different. It was a lot different during the day. And then when I took you guys back there, I was like, oh, that's right. There's a nightlife here.
There's the Tampa we know.
Yeah.
But during the day, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
and there was so a ton of other bars, though, that were brand new and awesome. Park and Rec. Mm-hmm. There's a place called Park and Rec that was dope. We hung out there after the Rowdies game, got rocked, watched the Miami Heat game.
Did you go to Ybor?
No, we didn't go to Ybor City this trip. We only had 2 days there. We did go to Hogan's Hangout.
I didn't.
And the hype was real.
I heard you were recognized.
Sure was. I ended up hanging out with Nick Hogan till late at night.
Feels kind of nice, doesn't it?
Nick Hogan, it turns out he was a huge fan of the new guy. Mm-hmm. We shared a good chuckle about that for a half hour. One of his bodyguards was one of the world's strongest men. Mm. And I was like, oh, or men, whatever you want to call it. He was rad. That bar lived up to the hype. Two floors. And it was... I mean, just a rager.
The Hogan's Hangout. Okay.
It's exactly what you thought it was and hoped it would be.
What was the clientele like?
Pretty normal, actually. Nothing crazy, you know?
Okay.
The night we went, so it was a Friday night. Dan and I had to do a meet and greet thing with the Rays, and then we met Reed Blanco and those guys out there. Reed was the one who picked it out. He goes, let's go to Hogan's Hangout. I was like, yes, let's do it.
Oh, Reed.
So we go.
Sweet Reed.
And it was great, but we're upstairs at the upstairs bars, just kind of chilling with the listeners and everything. And then they shut down at 12, and they were like, hey, just so you know, the downstairs bar is still going to be open. And there's a DJ and everything else, and it was DJ Nick Hogan.
Sure.
Raged. When we went down there at midnight, a huge, like, 40-person joint bachelor and bachelorette party walked in, and they were all Guy Fieri's.
Right.
All of them.
Right.
40 Fieri's, men and women, combined together, having a magical evening at Hogan's Hangouts, and I haven't laughed that hard in a very long time.
Yeah.
Just all of it. Because there's Hogan statues all throughout the bar, and people were taking pictures with the statues. And then the 40 Fieri's, and then Nick, and the world's strongest man, and all that. So, like,
what a fever dream of a night,
yes,
huh?
Yes. Even Reed was just like, there's no way anybody's going to believe this. And I was like, no, unless we get some pics, which we did.
Well, the Fieri thing has, you know, I've seen that many times.
You have. I just, because we've talked about Hogan's Hangout so much on the show.
That, like, of course, that's the night.
And
that
we get to hang out with Nick. And then, of course, that's the night that 40 Fieri show
right.
up. It was everything we've talked about on the show for months now just happened in one place.
Right.
At one night. And it was great. I mean, it was really, really great. I'm going to text you this picture here, Bob. I wonder if I have the Fieri video. If I can get all the 40 Fieri's here.
There's a Fieri video?
Oh, yeah. I took a video of the Fieri's, obviously.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to show you a couple videos.
Is it a flock of Fieri's? A gaggle of Fieri's? I'm not sure what the plural of that would be.
A school.
Oh. Yeah, is it a school of Fieri's? I believe one would call it a
murder.
School.
A murder of Fieri's.
This is going to be worth it, Bob, here in a second. So one's the pick of Nick. Very nice guy. Go to Hogan's Hangouts if you're in the area. And then the Fieri video is just... I mean, this is... It's exactly what you're going to think that I'm talking about. You're like, oh, shit, that's exactly what I pictured. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times.
Yeah, we had a really fun time down there, and I was really, really shocked. Again, I have not been in a long time. And it was like they took a blowtorch to that city, and they were like, we're just going to start over... And kind of just make this as close to Miami as we can.
And true to Miami, just lots of closed sidewalks for construction of high rises.
Yep, for high rises.
So that felt very Miami to me.
And the bars and restaurants they had, holy shit. I mean, you could spend a week going to all those new restaurants there. Mm-hmm. There was like an Argentinian steakhouse, this amazing Italian place. I went to an Irish pub. I met an investor in an Irish pub on Saturday in the middle of the afternoon. Doors open, you know, the bar's open. Mm-hmm. Great food there as well. The mm-hmm. fish and chips were legendary. I mean, I was all in.
Okay.
And
okay.
as a single man, yeah, that would be a great place to live for sure.
100%.
I did not see all the old people like I did last time.
Mm.
Usually you go down there and everybody's fucking 90.
They're at the Hard Rock.
What's the Hard Rock?
The casino.
Oh, is it still there?
Yeah, it's still there.
I didn't know. It was nowhere near.
Tampa's hard. Like, it's weird to explain, but it takes an hour to get anywhere in Tampa.
It does, because everything's very, very spread out. Yeah. But where we were for the games, the stadiums were about
a mile apart, and the hotel was right in the middle.
Our hotel actually overlooked the Rowdy Stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a blast. I mean, shit. Because you were like, oh, hey, what time do we need to leave? And I was like, we need to leave
at the time we're supposed to be there.
Yeah. 30 seconds in advance. All right, pop up. We'll go with the Fury video first, Bob.
All right.
So this is around midnight when all the Fury showed up there. And who knows what song they were playing. But, you can turn that down because we'll get dinged. It's the weekend, and I also hate the weekend. But see the Hogan's Hangout statues in there, all the Furies.
Right. Wow.
Nick Hogan, man of the people there, talking to the Furies.
Oh, dude, his dad getting beaten up
in the background. Yes. So over.
Okay.
Behind him, it was just all of his dad's matches.
Okay.
And that was really fun.
That's before he hulks up.
Yeah, before he hulks up. And then afterwards, we hung for a little bit. Great dude, and he ends up texting me at like 3 a.m., and he says, hey, really enjoyed tonight. Why don't you guys come back on Monday night? My dad's going to fly in. He's going to be here on Monday night. And I was like, And we would if we had, you know, we can get him down for a show or something like that. And I was just like,
but
man.
Just to meet
him and hang. I mean, I love him, and his signed belt is over on Drinking Bros set, but I couldn't do it.
You would have met him, though, if Nick is inviting you.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he called me and said, hey, Monday, he's coming Monday, let's hang.
Just saying, like, kind of worth it, but okay.
Well, we got to do the shows, dude. We got people. Right. We got to do it for the people.
I mean, Hogan, though?
I know. But I think we'll get him on the show.
I think they would understand.
I think we'll get him and Nick on the show. So I said, next time we'll come back, we'll bring all our, you know, the podcast gear and all that stuff, and we'll just shoot a show from your bar and help promote it and everything else. And I definitely want to shoot a show at that Park and Rec bar because it was beautiful.
Would you let him leg drop you?
Yeah, of course.
Nice.
Of course.
All the things.
And then go to the other one. This one was odd at the Rays game. This was Friday night. Okay, so pop this up and play this video here. I thought security was a little intense at the Rays game. Okay, so guy got a jersey with the nickname Wheels on it. He's clearly in a wheelchair. You can leave that up on screen, Bob, for seconds. They asked for his ticket.
While he was sitting there? Like, just to, like, make sure?
In the chair. In his wheelchair, they asked to see his ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Me, and now it's just me and Dan, and we're sitting in the club, you know, suite thing right above it, right? And I'm watching all of this go down. And I just wanted to show this to the audience here today of, would you ask, you know, because that's a lot to go through. Would you ask for the tickets of the guy in the wheelchair to see if he's in the right section?
No.
Me neither.
Right.
Me neither.
Although I did see, I think they get a little bit of riffraff in that handicap section because I did see a child. Look totally healthy. By child, I mean, you know, 12 something, totally healthy looking
12-year-old
kid, baseball fan, 12-year-old kid 11, in a wheelchair.
Maybe. Yep.
And in the row with his whole family and stuff. And every time they like hit a home run or anything, he would like stand up and walk over to his dad. And every time I would go, it's a miracle.
Yep. Jesse, so
it's a miracle. Look, the Rays.
Guy, they bring the
kid.
The
Lord works in mysterious ways. Yeah. So anyways, I think they maybe, I don't know, but that's also, again, if you did that to get in that spot and went through all of that, Godspeed.
Yeah.
Florida is the place that you would do that.
You would do that.
There's a guy who found a wheelchair in a dumpster and he's like, boy, you're going to sit in this wheelchair and you cripple because we're going to have good seats today.
Right. So like, I get it, but also like, good for you. Like, so, if you've gotten to that point and you're sitting in the section,
yeah,
I don't care what you've done.
And so they wheel him in, they wheel the kid in, and the Rays hit a home run in the first inning, and the kid stands up out of the wheelchair and starts clapping. No help whatsoever, completely unassisted, and just starts clapping, and Jesse just goes, it's a miracle.
Now look.
It's a miracle.
I don't know if he has something that makes it hard for him to walk for long, you know, periods of time or whatever. I don't know. I'm not saying that he was faking. I'm just saying it was a really magical thing to see.
It was.
Because at first you go, oh my gosh, the kid, how cute. Yeah. Like, he's a baseball. The wheelchair also was like a big for him. Like, it looked like not a wheelchair that he would have in real life.
Sure.
And so I was like, okay.
Yep.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I said, good for your whole family. That's a great seat. Those are great seats.
Yes. I mean, they're amazing seats. It's just, that's a lot.
Because it was, I think it was like 10, a block of 10 maybe. And all they had with them was one crippled kid.
Yes.
And then they all got the seats.
I know. I know. And the kid got up after the first home run and stood up out of his chair and started clapping.
Cripple's not a thing, right? We say handicap.
Say whatever. I don't really care. You know,
handicapable.
Did he get this nickname Wheels before or after the accident?
I'm assuming afterwards. I'm assuming now, afterwards.
He could have been a car guy. Beforehand.
Yeah, it depends on what the accident was.
Yeah. Could have been a sprinter, you know, 100-meter dash.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But either way, we had a great time there and then headed back, got off the flight just in time Sunday night to go home and watch the series finale of Succession.
Succession.
What did you think?
Were my socks blown off? Was my hair, you know, all those things that would happen.
Did your tits explode?
Yeah, did my tits explode? Yeah. And then land like on my back, attached to the back of my body. No, you know, it was all kinds of things that were like, yeah, that seems like a logical thing that I was maybe thinking would happen. Right. Like nothing was like, what
result we both wanted.
Yes. Like favorite dude won. Great.
Result we wanted. We called it a long time ago. It was just how they got there that was just kind of meh to me.
Yep. The whole season was very, to me, it was like the comedy was gone. And we talked about this with Rob. Like Succession is one of the best dark comedies until this season.
Well, then it was just a stress pot.
Well, here's the thing. But I thought they were going to set it up for some dramatic death or something like that at the end. And they didn't.
And, you know, Logan Roy's comment that he made in an article, or Brian Cox, whatever.
Yeah.
Was like, I think they killed Logan off too soon. He may be right.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like, that could have been an amazing one episode before. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but then you can't
go through that whole.
Yeah. And I was fine with it. And the show is called Succession.
So then you see what it would be like.
But for it to not go to one of the kids, you're like, it's when that's the title of the show. And I don't know. I just wish all these guys would literally just sit around and read Reddit. Just read the Reddit and go through and pick out the best fan theories and then go with that.
I hate that.
I had this conversation with my neighbor last night. Yeah, you definitely do that. The fans built the show. And me and, four other people last night, you yourself included, when we came up with our dream ending, we all agree that that would have been the best.
Right.
And it would have knocked it out of the park.
Of a suicide?
Yeah. Yes.
The jump?
Yeah.
That doesn't really fit the show, though, right?
It does, because he says, if I don't get this job, this is my life, and I'm going to kill myself. And every CEO, all of those big wigs in Wall Street, they've all been, it's infamous. They just walk off the side of a fucking building. And I understand it, and if you weren't going to go that route with anybody else, I think that would have been the most shocking, and that would have rattled everyone, especially the way that we wanted it to happen would have been rad.
I think I just wanted any type of, like, bombshell, and there just wasn't a bombshell, right?
Maybe they didn't want to rip Thrones, because they kind of have a famous scene of Game of Thrones where one of the kings walks off a window and just jumps to his death.
I guess.
Maybe.
What, wasn't the finale?
No, it was like season six.
Oh. Season six.
Yeah.
And even like, Mad Men, remember? Like the whole opening credit is some guy jumping off a building.
And that's what we wanted.
How is that not the ending of that show?
I know.
You know.
That's what we wanted for the end of Mad Men. They were like, no, you know what we'll do is give them the Coca-Cola commercial that no one asked for. Ugh.
Here's the thing, though. I do think they did read too much into the comment section because they keep giving, they like kind of force fed Greg this season.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Greg's your favorite. Okay, we'll put him in, but not really. And they didn't have like the same banter and fun. I don't know.
The whole season just wasn't fun.
And you know why, too? You don't see them doing a lot of rich shit. Do you remember in the beginning, to one of your guys' point, too, where it's like they were playing some... Was it cricket or baseball game?
It was baseball, straight up.
Like a family baseball. They all show up in helicopters and they give like $1 million check or they're in like this amazing location. And like you just saw some real good rich people stuff where I think this season was very business, like what it takes to keep it. And you're just like, ugh. I just want to see you like showing up in a private jet somewhere and like be rad and rich.
Yeah. And I guess there is a show that's coming out that's going to just be rad and rich, and we'll find out that weekend show, I guess, with Lily Depp that I told you about. That was the only other show that HBO has in the can that's coming out of the summer.
Oh, I've heard there's already complaints about it just being like torture porn.
Yeah. And is it a show or a movie? It's a show.
It's a show.
Yeah, I heard it's just kind of like where
it's like Shock Factor.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on who's writing that article.
Where Euphoria leaves off is where this show like goes even further.
Great.
Apparently.
Well, it's adults at least. I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, with Succession, I was just like, you know, fuck. I just don't know how they. What's the last time you saw a great one? Because we had that discussion yesterday too, with some of our neighbors.
Breaking Bad. A great.
That was satisfying.
Yeah, I would say Breaking Bad. I actually think Sopranos, but I know you guys hated it, but I didn't watch it in the moment.
I didn't watch it in the moment either. I liked it.
So like at the end, I go like, all right, fuck yeah.
But did you watch it in the moment?
No.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, people hated it in the moment.
Yeah.
Because it was like the first TV show. So like.
Yeah, it grows on you 3 or 4 years later, but in the moment I hated it. But Breaking Bad, I thought, got it right. The best of all time, 6 Feet Under, but that was 20 years ago. And why haven't you done that since? Like How I Met Your Mother was fucking awful. Dexter, fucking awful. I mean, there's just, it's endless.
Sex and the City was good.
Mad Men, awful. Oh, wasn't Sex and the City good, the end of it?
Yeah, she ends up with the guy that she, you know, was kind of dealing with, the, you know.
Okay.
With Big.
So everybody was amped about that?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I think it was like what, for that, for whatever show that was, that's what you wanted.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But like Friends was awful, Seinfeld awful, you know, all those finales.
I think
were
Seinfeld's finale is massively underrated.
It's horrific. I just watched it again like 6 months ago. I was on a plane and I was like, oh my God, this is comically bad. Where it seemed like a bad sketch on like Mad TV of what the ending would be. Holy fucking
shit. What
was
the Californication ending? He was on the plane with that song playing.
You know, I don't remember.
Rocket Man when he was on the plane?
I don't remember. I know the whole...
I think it was good. I think I remember being like, all right, cool.
I forget. Okay. I forget. I remember not liking the end of that.
Yeah, he's on his way to Becca's wedding.
Yeah, and Rocket Man's playing, mm-hmm. Which means you assume he like died or something.
How's the end into Better Call Saul?
I never watched that show.
I never followed through.
We got... same thing, man. It got too... It was such a slow burn that they never did anything. So, like, I'm about a season and a half behind. I've seen it up through that, and I'm a season and a half behind, and everybody said the same thing. It was just like, it never picked up.
I'd say the best finale is probably Everybody Loves Raymond or According to Jim. According to Jim's finale, well, I think they just got canceled, but so good. Reba. That was a good one.
They just got canceled, you know. Oh, is it okay? Well, you know.
I don't know. I think in the moment, if people watch it live, any finale live, they're going to be like, ah, because they've just like blue balled themselves to fucking
One Tree
They're
Hill.
Just like never, you're never ever going to be satisfied. Now, if you binge it later and people find the show later and like see it in a different way through a different lens, a lot of people like the finales that way.
But One Tree Hill, so I was obviously a big OTH fan. They beefed the finale, and two of the actors, the two leads, didn't come back. They were like, no, we're not coming back to this, you know? And you're like, fuck you, dude. Mm-hmm. But the episode before the finale was fucking bomb, and they should have probably ended with that.
You know, I had a small part in that series.
In One Tree Hill?
You did?
And by small part, I mean I was an extra at the basketball game at the season finale of season one.
No way.
It was nice. All shot in Wilmington.
Who took the winning shot? Who took the winning shot in the game?
Do not remember.
Come on, man.
No, when you're an extra, you're working, okay?
I'm
so
cheering.
Like he does not have time to see what.
I'm curious how many times they made. What was his name? Three words. Chad Michael Murray. Mm-hmm. How many shots they gave him to make that thing? You know, he didn't look like he ever played basketball a day in his life.
True. You know? I still think about Brooke all the time.
Right.
Sure.
That was my first. Jam.
Who?
Brooke.
Was she, what's her real name?
She's the brunette.
Oh, you know, we all loved her. And then you got to see her real life and you were just like, eesh. She has like 30 rescue dogs. Yeah.
Ross, did you ever think that your career wasn't bigger than it was because you didn't add a middle name?
No, but yeah. I screen tested for One Tree Hill for
Ross Richard Patterson. You
know, I screen tested for One Tree Hill and I was like, shit, you know how fucking rich I would have been.
Yeah.
I know I should have added one more name to
just
it.
Just one more. You would have been on the OC. You would have been in Gossip Girl, everywhere. Yeah. I'm not denigrating your career, but I'm just saying.
Sure.
Yeah.
I could have been bigger.
Yeah.
All the ones
definitely
that you
sounds
say.
Like he's denigrating your career.
Yeah. It would be like all the ones that you say you went out for, you would have actually gotten them.
The guy with the biggest IMDb creds in the room right now, by far, Rob is just like, yeah, you know what?
You should have added a middle name, but like not wrong. He's not wrong.
What is there? There's probably 60 or 70 credits on there.
More. Yeah.
More.
Ross Richard Patterson. He's doubling that.
And there's, by the way, Bob, there's some movies that were so bad they never even got, they never came out or got bought or anything. So it didn't count. It doesn't count on IMDb unless it physically shows somewhere. So there's even more than that, for Christ's sakes. But that one hurt. They were looking for real basketball players. And I was like, this is easy. And then they picked people who couldn't play. I was like, great.
But that fits with the brand of the WB at the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, nobody could, really do they were.
Let's be honest. They weren't looking for a 4 or even a 3. They wanted a 1 or a 2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not looking for somebody in the post.
And I remember, by the way, when our buddy got Supernatural, and there's a couple of us that were like, oh, you want to be on a fucking CW? Like, what are you, whatever. He's the richest out of all of us combined. I mean, it is nuts. That thing went, 16 seasons?
You guys were making fun of him for getting a TV
not.
Show?
No, I was not.
I mean,
but there were some other friends.
Yeah, yes. But also,
you
like,
have to remember,
you're
a bunch
jealous.
Of,
you're
a bunch
just
of actors, serious actors, sitting around at the time going, oh, would you do CW? Would you even do commercials? Would you even do this or whatever? And like, I thought that was a great gig for him.
People love Supernatural.
I love it. Yeah. Love
but
Supernatural.
There's hardcore fans.
Oh, but beyond hardcore and in real life, those guys are so fucking rich.
They have a brewery out here.
They both have private. They each
that
have
they
a private
jet. They never even need
a
to
piece.
Go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. They also, both have a, and it's, but you didn't know, right? Because at the time, during that point, everybody took everything so seriously where you were hoping to get that drama or you were hoping to get that Oscar thing. And it was possible. It wasn't just Marvel movies at the time. So you did have a shot at the thing that you moved out there and your dream was, right?
Yeah.
You know what, though? Props to all those people who were the first ones through the wall on the CW. Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
Fucking Supernatural. Because even like Gossip Girl, that's like second gen, third gen CW.
One
Tree Hill was several years before that. Like all those shows. Wasn't even... actually, you know what's a real original one? It wasn't the witch one.
Charmed.
Charmed wasn't the CW?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like all those early ones where they were just like, fuck it, I'll do it. You know what I mean? And they just like they established a CW beachhead.
Yeah. So we'll start with Gilmore Girls. My buddy Scott Patterson was on there. And we had the same publicist. I used to get sent all the weird shit. We ended up meeting in real life and we became homies. He was so grateful for that show and loved it. And like, dude, everywhere we went out, people love Gilmore Girls. I mean, to this day, everybody loves Gilmore Girls. Like, and it's, and it was awesome. And he loved being on it and everything else. And I think that's important too. We're like Chad Michael Murray bouncing on the end of One Tree Hill. It was like, dude, do you not know what the fan, like, they built your entire career. Just do the shit.
You guys are forgetting the black actors they broke. The Steve Harvey Show. The Jamie Foxx Show.
Oh, fuck.
Parenthood.
Jamie Foxx, dude.
Oh, Parenthood.
Jamie Foxx Show I loved. It was really good.
Wait, it all started from the Animaniacs.
Used to be the home of SmackDown.
Yeah. Yep.
Thursday nights.
Thursday night SmackDown.
But Seventh Heaven put it on the map. That was the show.
Like, who's laughing now? Who's laughing now?
They don't really like to reference
Jessica Biel
anymore.
Well, they can't because the father got, you know, is still in prison for molesting children.
I remember the Alamo. I remember Seventh Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
How big it was.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest gamble, by the
way. How weird it was. It was so weird.
Yeah.
It was weird for, like, your weirdo friends whose parents were very churchy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that was the one show they were allowed to watch. And they were like, no, it's cool because there's hot teens on this one, too. And we were like, yeah, gay hot teens. Fuck those kids.
Exactly.
Gay hot teens.
Not homosexual.
Just
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but like, this is seventh grade, and also in a way, 37-year-old Rob talking. That's sure. You know what I mean? But this is like sixth, seventh grade. Like, what? You watch Seventh Heaven? Like, yeah, it's cool. It's on the
No.
Like, it's not. Just Capullo's got it. Just shut up.
It's 100% not cool.
No. But the biggest gamble was Gossip Girl. Blake Lively took that right after Accepted. And that was, you were talking about second gen CW. That was a gamble. And everybody's like, why would you do that? And boom, that thing was the biggest goddamn show on the face of the earth. Chuck, I just saw Chuck Bass in something the other day, and I was like, God damn, it's Chuck Bass.
He's uncanceled?
No, he's not. He's canceled for life.
Now, at least Gossip Girl had going for it that it was the OC creators.
Okay.
Now the OC.
Gotcha.
Come on.
Chuck Bass in Californication. Gotcha. Was amazing.
Yeah, he was great in that.
The closeted gay kid who wants to be a vampire.
Yeah, it was really good. But we don't have that anymore. Like, all of those shows are kind of wiped, and it sucks. And that's what made me sad about the end of Succession last night was, well, shit, now what? What do we have? What do we have left anymore? And I don't know. I don't know what we have. Is there anything else you guys have even heard about?
Oh, show-wise?
Yeah.
No, but I only poke my beak out of documentaries for a second for whatever show is good at the time, and then I just go right back to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm fine.
Oh, you're
I've got
be,
a home.
You're going to be good for a while.
Yeah. I've got a home where I stay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just go like, oh, okay, I'll give this a shot. And I don't really, in that way, I don't really put too much pressure on it because it's like I know I always have my home.
And so for me, because you always ask, you're like, oh, I don't want to make you watch this or whatever. I was like, I don't mind watching any of this. The only problem with the murder docs, what they're doing now, is they're all three or four parts. The first three of them, they make you think the person is innocent. And then the last episode, they tell you all the guilty shit that they did. And you're like, why did you even drag me along for three different parts of this to make me think this person was innocent? They definitely killed
these
people.
That's the only reason they do that is to watch the four episodes.
Yes. And so you have the moment that you wanted to have with Succession, which is like, what? Okay. And now you're giving them shit. So it's like, what do you want?
Well, that's real life. That's the difference, where
is
it's
it,
like,
is
yes,
it,
that's real murders.
It's based on it, but
fake
they
murders
can,
and people and
they
shit.
Can make it look however they want to take you along the ride and give you that moment at the end.
Here's a new show you should be excited for, Ross, and
what's
I know
that?
You are. Your favorite musician. They're doing a dramatized series of life. You love him so much.
Who?
It's
what?
Called The Idol, and it's about The Weeknd.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the show from HBO.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's like based on him?
His life.
Oh.
No, well, sort of. It's based on a pop star who goes through all this crazy, crazy shit.
That's what we call a loosely based.
Right. But that's the one I'm looking forward to. That one's done, and then everything else is
we got another
season
of Black Mirror.
Yes, I heard they did that.
Okay.
But they're not releasing many details on it, as always.
Is it all just like... Well, nightmare AI stories.
Everyone is, I mean, they're all one-offs, right? So they actually have some pretty big actors in it.
Okay. Are they out? Is it listed already? And then how many episodes is it? I heard it was happening. I heard it was shot. But they're so fucking secretive with that show that, like, I know nothing about it. I don't even have any friends that know anything about the goddamn thing. And I asked a friend of a friend who was in it. I was like, how do they cast that? And they were like, it's the weirdest thing. They'll call you like 2 weeks before, and it's either you show up and do it, or they just give it to somebody else. And I was like,
and you don't know what
you don't even know what it is.
You're doing?
No, you don't know what story it is. Nothing. And then they'll give you pieces of the script and shit. And I was like, that's dope. It's pretty cool.
Weird.
There's an incredible looking Mandalorian spinoff coming up called The Sarlacc of Dagobah.
Nope.
Oh my God.
Bob, you can go ahead and,
is that real?
Those are real Star Wars things, but no, I just
meant that. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, but those are real say, Star Wars names?
There's two listeners in the studio who are looking for a noose to hang themselves.
Yeah, these do not look like Star Wars
fans guy.
Back here.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Geth. What?
There is a really good show out that I know Ross won't like because it's an animation, but for anyone, it's not like weird animation. It's called Fired on Mars. Is they start a colony on Mars, and this dude's a graphic designer and gets fired immediately.
Oh,
and it's just about his life.
I know something that's right up your alley.
What do you got?
You know what comes out middle of June or late June?
What's up?
The Bear season 2.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
shit.
Yes,
all right.
Correct.
All right. All right.
I knew we were missing one. The bear is done and shot. So, yeah, we got that. And that guy, by the way, Jesse and I talked about this at the house when we saw the trailer. One, he just, got divorced from his wife and everything else. But because there is nothing else this summer, he's going to explode now.
Yep.
Because everybody's going to be watching this.
Bye-bye, wife and family. You know what I mean?
He got out just in time, right?
Yeah,
before this, new season started.
So he could really run New York, dude.
And I know it's not up. Yeah, obviously, it's a make-em-up, but The Witcher season 3 with
the worst of the make-em-ups.
Nope.
The absolute worst. Netflix was so terrible. Yeah, I mean,
Cavill's hard. He's a superstar.
He's not. But to make him Superman again, like he sucks in the fantasy realm, and everyone wants it, and everyone's all up in him because he looks like he should be the guy. But his
guys, come on.
Put down your thwards.
Guys, you're being crazy with each other.
Put down your thwards.
Mommy took the left hole pocket.
This fucking nerd shit, dude. I can't do it. Nerds.
Guys, just grab the pizza rolls and let's just shake on it.
We should put like a row of lockers. And every time a comment gets made with this nerd shit, I just get up, put on the new guy jacket and just shove you right into a locker.
It'd be worth it. I would once an episode.
We should get one locker.
Just one locker.
One locker.
And it's like, hey, dude, anytime somebody makes a nerd comment about a show like this, we just get up, put the new guy coat on, just shove him into a locker. And then we go back and do the show, you know? We just go right back into it.
I mean,
House of Dragons,
you know, we only say that because we don't understand it.
I don't care either. I don't care.
And I only say it for the five
A lot of people care, though. A lot of people care.
I just look at it from a financial perspective of like Star Wars has got to make back that $5 billion. Therefore, they're forced to just chunk out stories for the rest of their
lives. They do it easily, though.
James, we got some sponsors that put this show on the air. First and foremost, our title sponsor, GhostBed.com/drinking bros. What do you think that savings is right now?
Well, it can't be 50, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 50% off. 50% off. That's the bundle package. If you get the adjustable base and the mattress combined together, you get 50% off at GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Most popular version is the Split King. Comes with two remote controls instead of one. You believe that?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
No, me neither. But they're doing it now. If you're at home and you're saying, hey, Ross, I've already got the adjustable base. Is there anything else? Do I get any savings for a mattress, sheets, pillows, anything like that? Yes, you do. Pop in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. You're going to get 40% off everything in the entire store. It's the mattresses. That's the sheets. That's just the adjustable base. If you want that by itself, that's the pillows. That's the covers. That's the weighted blankets. It's all 40% off with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. Stock up the cart as high as it'll go. Pop in that promo code Drinking Bros. You're going to get 40% off there. And when you check out, you're going to see a nice little box at the bottom of the screen that asks you if you want a 3-year pay a year go program, no interest, as long as you have decent credits.
And in these times, if you can get no interest,
yes,
take it.
Love it.
Live it, love it.
Because that's what's important in this life. And all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with that. so you can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $20-25 a month. Head on over to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. JB's 8% seltzer. Floating around out there in the world, we got the peach, we got the blue razz, you got the watermelon, you got the pina colada. Let's go. We're in over 200 stores in Tennessee and Florida. Jesse, where's your favorite city to have a hard AF seltzer in?
It's a toss-up.
Miami?
Between Miami's and Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
It's a toss-up.
Frugal McDougal's up there in Nashville. Total Wines. We're in every single Total Wines in the state of Tennessee and Florida. So if you're out there, just pop that in your old store locator there on hardafseltzer.com. Just put your city or your zip, and it'll take you right to the closest store. Or if you're out there listening and you're saying, oh, what was it? It was Total Wines. Okay? We're everywhere down there. Thank you, Miami. Right outside the Marlins Stadium. Speaking of the Marlins, we're inside the Marlins Stadium. We are the official hard seltzer of the Miami Marlins, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Tampa Bay Rowdies soccer team out there. So you can have a nice, cool, refreshing 8% seltzer right from the comfort of your own seat inside of those stadiums this summer. Enjoy. Drink up. Now, if you're like the rest of us dummies, especially us here in Texas, we don't have it here yet. It's coming. It's coming to three more states July 1st, too. We'll be happy to tell you about that. But in the meantime, we ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. We ship by a case. See, 24 cans or two cases. And you're going to save $10 off on shipping. It really helps us, and it really helps support the show. So go to hardafseltzer.com today and get some 8% seltzer shipped right to your doorstep.
Yeah, well, and
they do, but it's
video games.
No,
everything.
But they'll sit there when you're writing something based on what a toy is going to sell. I'm not into it. Like the Baby Yoda probably made $5 billion on its own, and good for them. By the way, your girl just started serving her sentence today, Elizabeth Holmes.
Did she show up?
Yeah, 11 years.
I would have fucking skipped town, dude.
Strange.
She's rich enough. Huh. Get your husband and your kid.
Yeah, breaking news. She just surrendered right now. So
and head on to...
going to the pokey for 11 years. How old is she, though? I mean,
in her 30s.
She's young enough then. She's got kids. She'll get out of this.
She has a literal 39. Newborn.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, you know she had the newborn to try to knock down that sentence, too. Yeesh.
39? That's dangerous.
So when she gets out, the kid will be 12.
That's irresponsible to Giorgio. When she gets out, what? She'll be, no. And her kids will be fucking grown at that point.
And they're saying here there's another one that just went to prison from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yeah, Jen Shaw.
Jen Shaw, 6.5 years she got. Mm-hmm. And they're actually going to be at the same facility.
She deserves it. I don't know what she did. I don't know who she is, but she deserves it.
Jen Shaw deserves it.
Telemarketing enterprise is what she did?
Yeah, she was defrauding old people and stealing their money. So.
Oh, all right. Do you have a pic of this chick here? Jen Shaw.
All because they recognize her from daytime television of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Yep.
Yeah, it's always crazy to me when people go on this show with like major skeletons in their closet where you're just like, what do you think's going to happen? Is their plan like to hide in plain sight or?
No, you're too big. The internet wants to see you fail.
Exactly. So like just stay out of the limelight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're defrauding and making, as according to her, like a shit ton of money. And then it's always the person that can't really explain where their money comes from. And then you're like, okay, bitch, we're going to look into your finances.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that little. Yeah, that's like a trans. Looks like a trans figure.
She's gotten a lot of work done.
A lot of cheekbone.
Yeah.
Too much. When it gets hard to tell what gender you are, you got to put the knife down. Exactly. Why? Yeah, I've seen some women with a strong.
It's a handsome lady. Yeah.
What is that surgery, Jesse, when they get the strong jaw like that?
It's called a buckle. What is it? Buckle fat removal.
Buckle fat?
I thought that was just where they take the little lipo from underneath
the chin.
They
take it here.
Buckle fat? Dan would know. He's our expert.
think they take it from here,
it's
right?
Cheekbones,
and it makes you like a little bit more defined. But then with some people, it ends up defining their also their jawbone. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Because like what you want is to like only right have the
it's in
the middle.
Jaw.
And if you have super sharp
features,
but
if you take that out, it's going to accentuate both sides. Do
right,
you know
like
what
a
mean?
Big head shouldn't be super slim at the bottom.
Yeah,
then you're just making a triangle.
Yeah, there's a couple actually. Head, yeah. Bob, can you look up some
celebs? The
buckle
first
fat celebs that
Zoe Kravitz.
Really, hers is
really?
Good though.
Hers is good. She actually
do
looks
the
attractive.
Ones that are like nightmares though.
Okay,
there's ones that like it turns them.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said she got work done.
It turns them into like for real. Oh, Liam. Is that Liam?
Michelle?
Who's in the middle there?
Hers
that's
one
Liam
was
Michelle.
Hers was pretty bad.
Who, yeah, pop her up. Just slide that whole thing to the middle, Bob. Oh.
So what it does is, as you can see, what she was trying to do is accentuate and make herself look thinner. And what ended up happening was...
You look like a dude.
You're showing your square jaw a little bit.
Is that
more.
Chrissy Teigen over there?
Yeah, but she needed it. She had round face.
She looked weird as fuck, though. Like
with like
scene.
Not a lot of definition.
She got giant foreheads.
And then Homegirl, Zoe Kravitz. If you're gonna do that whole shit, let's not get a pixie cut there. You know?
Make she's you, so pretty though. Like why?
I know. Why do any
you're
work
so
to yourself?
Cool.
It's crazy. I know it makes no sense.
There's
makes
gotta
no fucking
be other
sense.
Ones. But yeah, it just gives you a box head.
Yeah. Which is not
or Buzz Lightyear head.
Yeah.
So you look like very big, strong jaw.
By the way, here, they've got breaking news on that Roman Reigns t-shirt. I thought it looked weird and familiar. The t-shirt he was wearing at the Barbados house last night.
$13 Walmart shirt.
$13 Walmart shirt, and it is
completely
sold out. I've
heard $7 and $13, but
it's
yeah.
completely sold out.
Was that a move? Was that on purpose?
That's what I'm asking
where
you.
Where he's like, you know, staying at his mom's, and he just has like...
he's a baby.
Grabbed a Walmart shirt, which like they would never do. I don't know.
Yeah.
Very strange. Like, their wardrobe is never from Walmart.
This does look like something that you would buy your toddler.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, like, I get why they did it. Did they have to get it from Walmart? No. But it's an interesting move. And, of course, with Succession, you're always wondering what the fucking move is, right?
Right.
When it was literally just, like, wardrobe was near a Walmart.
Uh-huh.
I told you off air. I'm glad it's over, though. I was starting to, like, scheme.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
the show makes me want to like just make power plays.
Yeah. He's got to like, you know, detox from it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, he wants to like completely
gonna, like,
betray like all his friends
Rob at
and
some point, yeah. If the
family,
show continued,
his family,
down.
Like out everybody's secrets and try and take over.
But what?
Well,
what is it? What are you taking over exactly?
Mm-hmm.
That's not important.
Yeah, that's the thing because like. You don't need to be taking over anything.
Okay.
You just want some heads to roll for reason.
Yeah, for no reason whatsoever.
When you're watching Succession,
That makes sense.
How many bad business decisions are made because people got too into Succession?
Like, yeah,
how
many and
like ruined things.
Yeah, and tried to like stonewall somebody or like shut them out or whatever.
It's like, oh, that ruined that relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you lost that deal, bro. Like, that's not how you do it.
I think
they tried to like Roman Roy it, and they're like, no. Don't
I think
talk like that.
It's the other side of this. I think the Aubrey Alley you guys do, mm-hmm. That's where people really start to lose it all. And they're just like, oh my God, I've paid for all the things, and I've shown up, and I didn't get to have sex with Aubrey and all the hot people.
They kind of cover that, though, in Succession, where Kendall just, like, shaves his head and does that.
Yeah.
The woo-woo shit.
Yeah,
but
he
has
like
the money
almost.
For it. He has the money for it, right? In the name.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think it's the normal people who are like, oh, shit, I can show up and do that, too. And it's like, no. Kind of like on all those cult shows you showed me.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever there was, like, a dude, and they came with, like, a dude to the place, they were like, yeah. So you're going to go work out in the field all day. And gather fruits and vegetables and farm. And you're going to sleep in a different tent. And then I'm going to fuck your wife in the other one with all the other girls. You know?
Oh, yeah,
you're
yeah.
It's like, oh, all right.
All right.
When do I get to come in and have sex? Ah,
well,
that's not going to be for another 6 to 8 years. You know, you got to learn the field.
Yeah, we're going to have to see, you know, how close your relationship is with God. And then you can move up the different ranks and the different levels that we have. And maybe if you're at level 4, you can have sex with your own wife.
You max out 2 credit cards.
Anytime there's there's levels. Yeah, exactly. Anytime there's levels or like, you know, any kind of a sash that you get or you wear a different thing on different levels, cult.
You know what the saddest thing I've ever heard from a cult is?
What?
Is it was, I think it was some Scientology when Leah Remini got out.
Yeah.
And they were like, these people who were like in a Scientology camp, but like true believers. They were getting like a Kindle for someone or something, and they didn't realize, like, the Scientology people forgot to shut the internet off. And they were like, oh my God, the internet's on here. Let's Google all the great stuff Scientology does.
Oh no.
They were like, oh, we're changing the world. We can finally read about it. Oh my God, like, I'm so excited to just read about, remember how we worked on that one thing? And read, and then they just, like, after 5 minutes of reading, they were like, we have to escape.
We have to escape or kill ourselves or whatever.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. I want to chat about The Little Mermaid that came out this weekend. Talked about these predictions forever. It's exactly almost to the dollar in line with what I said it was going to do this weekend. The second weekend,
you said it was going to bomb.
Yes, and I'm thus far correct so far. Next weekend, see if this holds above 50%. So it came in right around 116, 117 for Memorial Day weekend, which is, I don't even think, barely enough to stay in the top 20 for a Memorial Day weekend. And especially with the amount of screens that it had 4,200 screens, which is a lot. Mm-hmm. And here's the odd thing that everybody's trying to figure out, because they want to push this media narrative of like, oh, it did unbelievable numbers and all that other stuff. And it was like, dig a little deeper in this, because 70% of the box office comes from overseas, right? Mm-hmm. It's been going on for years, and in particular, China. In China, when it opened up this weekend, it made $2.5 million total.
Okay.
Fast and Furious, on the other hand, mm-hmm. made $500 million over there. And this made $2.5 million. What the fuck is going on? Like, that's super odd to me. And the industry's trying to figure it out right now. Because this thing needs to get to right around $1 billion to be really profitable. 800 to $1 billion right now to be super profitable. You can't do that without China. China's going to start pulling it, they said. And so they're thinking in China alone, it's just going to top out at $4 million total before they rip it from theaters there. Why is that? Like, that's an odd one to me.
I will say it's in line with the other Memorial Day weekends of the past.
Yeah, like, what did the Mario movie make? Like, I think
$200 million.
On Memorial Day weekend, it... this is 2017. It was the last Pirates movie. That was 78. 2018, Solo, A Star Wars Story, 103. Mm-hmm. Aladdin, the Will Smith Aladdin, was 2019.
So all these movies you named were bombs. Like, that one killed the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. The Star Wars was the one that everybody fucking hated. And what was the third one you named?
Aladdin.
Oh, God. That was a fucking train wreck. Yeah. But
this is in line. This isn't below what those are. So is Memorial Day weekend kind of fucked?
Yeah,
are they just releasing dog shit on Memorial Day weekend?
Is it the weekend?
No.
Because this is also on Monday, it made $22 million. So it's $95 million over the weekend.
Right.
And then 22 yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's a total of like 117, right?
For The Little Mermaid?
Yeah, 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 for the weekend. And I mean, Mario, for example, opened up at like 205, and it wasn't on a holiday weekend a couple weeks ago. We'll see with this when everybody's trying to figure it out now. The reviews were exactly what we thought. I mean, you said it looked like physically looked like shit on screen, and you know, people weren't that amped about it. But
the
China thing is really, really odd to me, because I don't think they give a fuck or hear about American bullshit over here as far as like pop culture or anything else. So I don't even know if they were aware of the controversy or cared or anything.
Did you say you don't know if China cares about American pop culture?
Yeah. Do they let those stories in? Like,
I think
do they
that's
let
all
in?
They
you mean like racial casting? And
yeah. Do they let in woke stories and all that other stuff? Or I thought they'd just nuke it, right? On the internet?
Maybe not, but they definitely know all about like pop culture for sure.
Well, depending upon what they let them have, I guess, right? So $2.5 million is worse than Anchorman. And like Anchorman, for example, comedies do not translate overseas because they literally need translators. So it's not, there's nothing visual that can bring you out of it. You know, like an Avatar. Avatar, Jesus Christ, made, I don't know, $1.2 billion in China alone, let alone, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just fucking sea creatures the same as this. So It's very strange.
Okay, so here's kind of what they're saying around online, and like I don't think they want to play the race card here, but Black Panther also did terrible in China with 3.47 million. So, I mean, that's kind of the spin that we're getting from the publications at this point. But yeah, you're right all across the board. Like, it got fifth in China right now behind Fast X, two Chinese movies, and a Japanese movie, Sword Art Online, based on a video game.
Okay.
So it's yeah, you're on the nose with this, but I can't really. No one's really saying why.
Yeah.
Some people are saying woke. Some people are saying racism. So it's kind of the same thing that we're saying here.
I don't know. I'll go back to, since you said that, I'll go back to the Denzel Washington thing. For years in Hollywood, because we had the same agent for a while, I asked that my agent, I said, why isn't he in like these $200 million movies? And he goes, look, our biggest fear is that it fails overseas and then he's not allowed to do these big budget movies ever again. So I go, what's the secret with him? And they go, keep him in a $60 to $90 million budget, keep his salary at anywhere from 15 to 20, and then he will always succeed. Denzel Washington will always succeed. He can go on being the great actor he is, and everything he will do will be successful for a studio, and you could never really say that he had a flop. And it's true. If you look back over his career, I was like, oh, shit. Once I really thought about it, I was like, fuck, man, I've never really seen a bad Denzel Washington movie. But I've also never seen him in like a Marvel movie or something like you know,
right.
They've always kept it right in this sweet spot budget where he could never fail. And he's had the longest career, you know, shit, longer than it's probably him and Tom Cruise at this point. Right.
Right.
Just flat out hits and success stories. So, yeah, strange. Strange. I didn't know that about Black Panther over there.
Also did terrible. All the Marvel movies it's saying that I'm reading up on now have done really terrible, with Mulan specifically and The Eternals from, I think that's one of the Marvels.
That's, yeah, Marvel, yeah, too? Yeah. Okay.
Some are saying that it's about the wokeness, especially directed towards black people, this atonement mentality that's in a lot of the scripts that they're saying they probably don't really resonate with. But I don't know if that's true or not in any way.
There's no black people in the Eternals, though, really. Or maybe there's one. Oh, and he's gay, too.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why China didn't like that. But he's like a side character. Like, he's not one.
Right.
Yeah, they're saying in China, on this insider site that I read, in China, it's just a disaster. There's no audience score in Maoyan, which I guess is China, which is unusual for a film already released for several days, that they don't even have an audience score on this movie. Not sure. Very odd, though. Usually something like that plays overseas and destroys, and then you don't really have to give a shit about an American box office. But this will be a different story. You go through the second weekend, because that's when Ant-Man really bombed. The rest of those Marvel movies really dipped after that. Ant-Man bombed second weekend.
Right.
Just word of mouth. Everybody was like, oh,
do you think it's just the car culture and like the like extreme actionness culture of China, like it allows them maybe to resonate more with Fast and the Furious?
No, I made fun of Fast and Furious on a Uncirked episode for maybe a good half hour. And before I saw this last one, and I just said, when you cast every race in a movie from around the world, worldwide, overseas, like, yeah, you're going to attract pretty much everybody, because there's a race for everyone. You know, there's an Asian, there's black, there's Italian.
Can that be the final episode title? A race for everyone.
a race for everyone.
Maybe
when you put a race for everyone.
And at the end of it, this rant that I went on, I was like, maybe they cracked the code, and that's why it's done so well for 20 fucking years at this point.
Look at this poster for Star Wars, though.
I just don't think they like black leads.
They took him out.
No.
They just made him a lot smaller. This is the first one.
I didn't even see him.
Where is he?
He's down here. Yeah, right where your eye doesn't go.
Wow.
I didn't even see him bigger. You just fucking Highlights Magazine me, bro. Although, you hit him.
They might
there.
Be anti-Wookiee, too. Look, he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, well, they can't.
Where do they put the Wookiee at?
The Wookiee's just gone.
I think he's just gone.
He's at the concession stand.
Oh, now. And they, like, replaced it with R2-D2? Or BB-8?
It's BB-8. Is the
Sorry, bro.
They show the big bad. They make him front and center.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh,
but this
okay.
is, a, this is a controversy when this came
yeah,
out. They
yeah,
basically
yeah.
just don't like black leads. Like, they're down with, like, a funny black guy on the side, you know sure. what I mean, or whatever. Tyrese and
right,
Ludacris
right,
getting
right.
into their hijinks.
Yeah, they just don't like them, like, you know, getting too uppity, right?
Right.
In China.
Know your role. Literally. Know your role in the movie.
That's odd. Okay. I didn't know that. I had no idea. I've never been there, and I've never been to Asia at all, so I don't really know much about the culture. To be
very racist,
is it really?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah,
and it's been like that for years.
They think they're the superior race.
The Han,
sure.
So the Han. Well,
that I understand, but why do they love not, the NBA so much over there?
And they're not wrong.
You know, that is sort of like you could get kind of gross with it.
I know,
guess
you
like,
can get a little bit racist even with
for
that.
Why they like that.
Really?
Why did look? Gladiators were considered not full citizens or maybe even human beings, but the Romans love to watch them, right?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha, that's kind of like
entertain them.
It's not that's not a one-to-one comparison because
slaves,
they do,
Bob. You're saying slaves.
They do kind of like love the NBA players, but it is like a almost like one of the good ones, I guess, type of situation.
Yeah.
Because there was, I remember when the Olympic team was there. Everybody was shocked at how famous Kobe Bryant was. They were like, oh my God, like all the NBA players, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even LeBron and those guys were like, Jesus Christ, man, Kobe Bryant is the most famous person on the planet. And I guess not only was he beloved there, but he spoke Mandarin. He spoke like fucking 90 languages. But he did a full doc series that aired every single week in China and then nowhere else. He had it on lockdown that it didn't leave anywhere. So nobody's ever seen it unless you lived in the country of China. And it was on their local like NBC channel there. And it was a Kobe Bryant documentary series that went on for, I don't know, like 20 episodes or something crazy. Mm-hmm. And Kobe would not allow it to air anywhere else but China. And he definitely cracked the code. But I didn't know that they had a thing against other races. I was unfamiliar with them. That's wild.
They would hire white people to be like a sign of like success, right?
The white monkey businessman was a real thing. Like basically you'd hire a white guy to come in, like if you're working in Chinese business, just sit in the boardroom because like, oh, they got American investors, they got American people on this.
Yeah.
Right? Like a party, a nightclub or something, they would just pay you to be with them during bottle service.
Is that why they did the Matt Damon in the Great Wall movie?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. That or Hollywood just...
No, because Matt Damon's pretty fucking honest. He did an interview when he was doing Air, and he goes, yeah, you know, I've done a lot of great movies. My kids don't care or anything else, and, you know, they'll fuck with me. And they were like, oh, well, what do you mean? They're like, finally. He goes, finally, my daughters were like, let's watch one of your movies, Dad. You know, we got Friday night off. We just want to sit and hang with you and watch a movie. And he's like, oh, my God, this is amazing. What movie do you want to watch? And they were like, let's watch The Great Wall. And he goes... Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I kind of have to take it here too, just for the audience. I've seen a lot of on Reddit, a lot of Asians who are like kind of self-deprecating and are really into white guys sleeping with Asian girls. Just gonna kind of like leave that there, but that seemed to be really popular these days.
What are you saying, though?
That's been popular forever.
Yeah,
but like Asian dudes are really into white cuckolding now. I don't know if that has anything to do with like their appreciation of white guys.
Asian dudes are into white cuck. Okay.
White guys
cucking them.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. They are a superior race, dude. Yeah. They just like, you know what I mean?
They're going to take over. China's number one, dude. We're not even close.
Now, Georgia, do you have experience in this?
Yeah, you ever been cucked by an Asian?
And by Reddit, do you mean just...
Real life.
Your real life?
It's not necessarily my real life, but I do like to read up on it and occasionally watch some of the...
Read up on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, just like, nice. I only read Playboy for the articles, right? I like to read up on it.
Do you know Playboy still exists, by the way?
The magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought they tried to like make it more just like a real...
No, it's back.
Oh,
it is
full?
Nudes?
Yeah, that didn't work, huh?
We've seen some nudies in there recently.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know they brought Amanda Cerny on as head of the board or whatever, but I read, 2 days ago, Kellyanne Conway's kid, who I didn't know was old enough. Remember the daughter who was just going on TikTok and then just shredding her parents, saying how much they hated them?
Mm-hmm.
One was a hardcore super left. One was a hardcore super right. She's like, fuck them. I hate my family and everything else.
I think she was more talking about her mom, wasn't she? But yeah.
No. The dad, too. They hated each other, and she posted everything. She just announced 2 days ago she's going to be doing Playboy. But I didn't know if it was nudes anymore.
Yeah.
Or what they were doing with that whole publication.
They should lean into it with like the sex positivity movement and the openness of all of it. Like,
I agree.
A 5% or 10% off OnlyFans code in the centerfold. Like that alone would sell your hard copy.
Yeah, 100%. Why are they not doing that, I guess?
They need me. I need me, Ross. Just
consultation.
Now here's where Bob goes down the rabbit hole to see if she's
yeah,
hot.
I know. There he goes.
Pull her up in that
now
white
the
bikini.
Whole rest of the show is going to be Bob looking at this
is
Instagram.
Is Dan going to say she's mid?
Yeah, of course he will. Of course he will.
Undoubtedly he will.
That's good.
Yeah.
He'll be like, no, she's gross.
And that's you, right?
No, he's talking about Holloway.
Oh, Holloway.
Oh, okay.
I'm not the hater. Again.
All right. She looks...
Well.
She looks good.
Yeah, she's 22. 22 years old.
As you should at 22.
Yeah. If you're not looking good at 22.
You're never going to look good, really. I
mean, also, that's kind of not really perky. Go up to the middle one. Kind of, little droopage already.
Weird angle. Yeah, and I think
you
she...
You want to see a little realism, you know? There you go.
Yeah.
Are those real? I don't think they're real.
No.
I don't think they're real.
No.
But good for her. Good for her. And look, she's going to step out of her parents' shadow, and now... You know, the dad that she hated, all of her business partners can now jack off to her.
Yeah.
Because they were arrested for it. So
that's cute.
The dad who made this.
Right.
It's weird. That weird. Have you seen how ugly the father is?
Yeah.
Look, Kellyanne is not that attractive anyways, but
pop up
a picture of George Conway. It is shocking what this guy looks like. To produce a child like that, what? Where did the genes come from, I guess?
CRISPR.
You think so?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, there's no neck there. There's no chin. Like, it's all a mess. That's usually a guy who grows a beard to cover up all that shit.
He looks like a Gungan.
Yeah.
You got that make him up reference.
Did you?
No, he just laughed.
I didn't.
He just laughed.
I just like the term Gungan. I don't know what it means.
It just sounds funny.
Okay.
You fucking Gungan. Like, that's something I would say screaming out the window at a cyclist. Get out of the way, you fucking Gungan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what it means.
Hold on.
It's great.
Ross will, or Rob will educate.
Yeah, go ahead, Rob.
Oh, well, you know.
Give me a one-sentence description, and then we'll buy that locker on eBay.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it is. Okay. What's that from?
Yeah,
what make them up is that
this
from?
This is from Star Wars Phantom Menace.
No, gross.
And this is the dad.
I don't see a difference.
Yeah, it's the same person, and I like it. I just don't watch that's the reason why I don't watch that stupid shit.
Star Wars is like pop culture. It's not even a make 'em up. It's just like everyone watches Star
Wars.
Dan,
you're forgetting Ross is so young, he didn't see the original Star Wars, so he didn't really get into it.
It was before his time.
It was before my time. The first ones that I saw was it was Jar Jar Binks. That was the one.
Yeah,
that's the one. That's what this is in.
Yeah, the only Star Wars director.
I can't believe I forgot it after
the only Star
once,
Wars
once
director that he's ever known is J.J.
It's J.J. Abrams. That's
he didn't even, was there one before that?
What year was the first Star Wars?
That was the first.
What year were they?
77 was the very first.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Nowhere near this Earth.
They go see it like 10 times on that 70s show.
Nowhere near this Earth. Oh, do they really?
Yeah, they have a whole like 4-episode arc on it.
Nowhere near this Earth.
Yeah, nowhere near this Earth.
Yep.
However,
not even a twinkle, huh?
No.
In anyone's eye.
Not even close. The Jar Jar ones were the first ones where everybody was bug fuck about, we gotta go see this. And it was like, oh my God, they're back. It's great.
Pod racing.
It wasn't great. None of those were great. Not one of those was great. And not one of them has been great ever since. So
you're right. They're all terrible.
No, I just couldn't do it.
The prequels are good.
Couldn't do it.
They're good.
They're not.
The one with Jar Jar Binks?
Ewan McGregor's good.
Yeah, one person's good.
Sit in a chair and watch
shit.
With me.
Remember the guy who was so boring? Hayden, what was his name?
Pantera.
Christensen.
No.
Sorry, yeah, Christensen.
Yeah, remember how boring that guy was?
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit. And they were trying to make him happen for a while?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. No, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't fucking do it, dude.
Yeah.
What happened to Daisy Ridley? What does she do?
Well, she's got a new trilogy coming.
Of course. What is it?
A new Star Wars trilogy.
Oh, yeah. Might as well go back to the well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure Ewan McGregor's just praying for it of like, please, I need to shoot another motorcycle documentary around the world with my buddies. Can you guys please just chunk out some more of these fucking things?
Yeah.
But she otherwise hasn't been doing like a bunch really. Yeah.
Okay. Was there ever one as a kid you got into, Jesse?
Star Wars?
You liked Labyrinth.
Labyrinth, I did. I'd never seen any of the Star Wars.
I guess it's a child's movie, right?
Well, David Bowie.
David Bowie.
Yeah.
Labyrinth, Neverending Story, Dark Crystal.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
Yeah. All right.
Dark Crystal the Muppet one?
Yeah.
Did you watch the remake of that?
No.
It's back.
Was it good?
My wife liked it. I didn't want to watch it.
But. Oh, okay. Okay.
Was it good?
No, because there is something about the nostalgic of it. The nostalgia. And I guess maybe I just like Jim Henson. Maybe that's my nerd.
R.I.P.
My nerdist. Because that he did Labyrinth too, right?
Yeah. And he's dead.
And not Neverending Story, but Dark Crystal.
Did he do, what was the one where the kangaroos were ninjas? Oh, never mind.
Animated?
No, real action. It was me and Bob's time. He should have remembered.
Kangaroo
this.
Jack?
No. It was very in line with like the Neverending Story of like, what kind of animal is this? But they were ninjas.
Oh.
No idea.
Rob, look it up for me.
No idea.
Warriors of the Virtue.
By the way, Barry ended as well on HBO. Dalco, I know you didn't watch the end of it. They didn't like that as well.
I'm not caught up.
Yeah, people didn't like that as well. And then there was a tweet this morning that said they think that Ted Lasso was going to be done after this year.
Kill it.
So yeah, I think that was always going to be the plan though, right?
3 seasons and then it's out.
I mean,
it was based off of a commercial.
Yeah. Like
literally.
Yeah.
I think 2 was a lot.
I wish we were on Patreon so I could play you a scene from Ted Lasso so fucking bad in season 3 that it is like if I shudder, and I've never done anything bigger than a web series, really. You know what I mean? Like, and I was just like, what part of this?
People were very angry.
Did people watch it?
Yes, and they're very, very angry about it, but I don't watch it.
I like Ted Lasso.
I couldn't get past
the first
couple episodes.
I do think it needs to be done.
Okay. Well, it appears as if it is, I guess, according to this. So.
What's Apple's next big hit?
Do they have anything?
I don't know. I got to look it up.
I think they do, I think.
Mythic Quest.
No, we try to get into that.
They do have something coming up.
And I love, Rob McElhenney. It's just, I couldn't get into it.
Well, Killers of the Flower Moon and Napoleon are both coming out, but those are movies.
Those are movies.
Okay.
Man, I'm hyped for Napoleon and Killers, to be honest.
Yeah, both I'm amped for.
Otherwise, yeah, there's not a lot. You know where they're actually low-key doing really well is kid shows.
Really?
Yeah, they have a lot of good kid shows on Apple TV.
That's cool. We're looking for kid shows.
Okay.
All right. I'll pop our beacon for some kid shows. But yeah.
Also, I think one of your TVs at home is still set to the Drinking Bros login because I'm getting a lot of like, here's how to speak and first few sentences YouTube videos coming up in the algorithm.
For the YouTube?
Yeah. Just like,
not
you know,
for
when
us.
You're, no, when you're
I don't.
Your,
si- oh, okay.
When you're on your page and you're just like, oh, like recommended
yeah,
videos.
Yeah, yeah.
It's now a few of those with like 53 million views of just like, how to say hi, sing hi, mommy.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you might want to check one of
those. Well, no.
Sign
off
that one in the living
in.
Room.
Yeah, we're not signed into any of them, but I will say this.
But it's connected to our YouTube TV, maybe?
Just be careful.
Yeah.
Just
no,
Drinking Bros popping
no,
up.
I know.
Up
yeah, exactly.
Jax told me one time, exactly. And he goes, Dad, I saw so-and-so was on your show today, and I was like, that's not something you're watching
right.
at all. And
right.
I was like, how did you? And he goes, it just popped up. I didn't press play or whatever, and he didn't. Because you're able to see like the time code on it. So I was like, all right, cool, man. But how did that even get there on the kids thing, you know? Shouldn't. Should be all Dude Perfect and Mr. Beast.
Jax is crafty.
Well,
with
unless,
the
yeah, and unless you're on YouTube Kids, anything can pop up.
That's true. I know there was people are really, really bitching parents about some of the videos for kids are going to these gun channels.
Mm.
And they're trying to potentially nuke all of that out because you're going to these things. I mean, look, our buddies run those. They're PG and they don't swear in them at all, and that's how they keep them monetized. Oh. But they're just blowing shit up all day. So yeah, interesting. We'll keep an eye on it though. Either way, Jabes, fun weekend.
We did
all the way around. Shout out to everybody who came out. Reed White and everybody. Juan.
Wasn't Juan. Sam. Juan.
Sam. But it's still.
It has to be Juan now because it's gone too far.
It's gone too far. I've called him it for years. So
right.
It's going to be Juan out there.
Right.
And a ton of people came out. A lot of booze drank this weekend. Holy shit. A
lot of hard AFs all around.
Dude.
Can we show kind of a crazy monkey nature nook?
Do you want to do this one?
Let's do it.
Should we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. You're outvoted.
Very good.
Nature Nook. Nailed it.
All right. Now, Bob sent me this one, so if you're going to blame...
I thought this was one you weren't... I mean, there's a baby.
Oh, all right, wow.
All right. Just keep watching. Keep watching.
Hang on. So wait, are you going to set up any backstory here before
okay,
we watch
so
this?
Basically, we're at a zoo. That's a chimpanzee. That's
it's an orangutan.
Orangutan. That's a baby.
He demands to
he
be given
demands
the baby.
That the baby comes over.
How does he demand it? Does he scream at the person?
Watch. Okay. No, he basically summons the mom and baby over, and okay. then...
And she's going to give him the baby.
No way.
She's about to give him the baby. I didn't know you wanted to do this one.
How did you have it so readily available? I think you fucks planned this.
What do you mean?
No, I sent
he
it to
her. He sent
the other
it
day.
To me, but he was like, we're not going to do this one, right? And I was like, well, there's no other ones.
Let's do it.
All right, orangutan, baby, go. Summons over the baby.
He says, bring me this baby.
Bring me the baby.
But there's glass, right?
And he gives it a kiss.
Through the glass?
Yeah, he gives it a kiss. It's not all bad.
No, it's nice. Sometimes nature is beautiful.
It is beautiful. Look
at that.
But
don't get used to nature doing this, because even... It's just a cute video, guys. We got him. Yeah. We got him. It's just a cute video.
Oh, you fucks!
Yeah, nothing else happens.
You fuckers!
Nothing else happens. He just summons
it.
Over the baby and then kisses it through
the glass.
I thought
he was going to tear the baby's face off.
I know, and that's what you wanted to happen, huh? And you're a sick fuck, Ross. How dare you?
God damn
what
you
did
guys,
you,
dude.
Ross, what did you want to happen to that baby?
The whole face to be torn off. You don't do that.
Ross.
You don't put a newborn next to a fucking chimpanzee like that. That's
just
nuts.
Just gave him a kiss.
Through the glass.
Our animal brothers, Ross. Those are us.
So, but this is a good lesson because, you know, don't think just because this happened one time, okay?
Right, so this video.
Don't get fooled into thinking you could hand your baby to a orangutan. You know what I mean? Like, this is what happens in nature.
There's now almost 500,000 people that saw this Fox News video.
Oh, boy.
And thought, oh.
What's the caption, Bob?
Monkey see, monkey do. Hearts melt when an orangutan asks to see a baby, then kisses glass.
I mean, that they just killed 20
Ross.
Babies with this post. We're going to kill
exactly.
20 babies.
Right.
With
so now. Oh,
so it actually is kind of a nature nook, right? Because
shit.
People are going to be lulled into a false sense.
Yeah.
What is, of, it's almost like we've been. It's Nature Nook origins.
Yeah. The reason why people have been doing this crazy shit and getting their faces ripped off
right.
is because of yeah. stuff like this.
Now someone else is going to go to a zoo in like Kentucky or something and be like, hey, babe.
Yeah.
Remember that baby kissing monkey? You think these otters will kiss our baby?
Yeah.
Right. Just put them around the glass. You don't need the glass in front. Let them get a real kiss on the head.
Put it right over the head. Them otter kiss. Kissing babies.
Yeah.
It's like baby loses eyes and nose in the horrific zoo.
What would the otter do? It would like try and crack its head like a...
It would take the baby and crack its skull on its stomach.
Yeah,
right.
Like a abalone or what is it that they do that
like
with?
Like oysters, I think. They just crack the oysters open. They take a rock and they're just like smashing a clam
Yeah, so
an
they would grab the baby and just smash the baby's skull into their stomach until it opened up.
Yep.
This is how it starts.
This
People
is how
see
it
this,
starts, though, because they go, oh, cute. Okay.
We're ending with this today. I get to see a fucking adorable kiss through the glass.
I know. You're welcome.
Jesse, I can't, dude. I can't. You guys. The way you set that up, too, they were like, oh, I can't believe we're going to show this. You said you weren't going to show.
We did good.
And I'm like,
the two
let's see the baby
actors in the room. You're welcome. we accepted the job offer.
Yeah,
you know?
You did. You sure did. Man.
Anyone at Burn Notice, give us a call.
I got out nooked.
Available for bit parts.
I got out nook today.
I'll have something terrible for you Thursday.
Yeah. He'll have a baby's entire head being ripped off his body, if that's what you want, Ross.
It'll be on Patreon Thursday, so give me... I want something horrific. I want something... The amount of times I was in Florida and people came up to me and they were like, hey, dude, do you want to go to that Gator Boy bar? And I was like, shit. It was right down the... 20 minutes from us. And I was like, fuck, I gotta go to that.
It was?
Yeah.
I thought we found it was like 3 hours from where we were going to
No,
be.
No. Oh. Well, I guess 20 minutes from Hogan's Hangout, so.
Okay.
45 tops with no traffic, so yeah.
Okay.
We could have gone, and we could have hit it right around that 2 a.m. mark and seen, I mean, really what would have happened if like, hey, is that blocked off back there?
Yep.
If not, we're swishy swishy in the water, and then fine.
We can maybe find that arm.
Damn, dude. Damn. All right. Thursday, I want violence.
You're welcome.
I want violence on Thursday. Okay. I got out nooked. I think Rachel said the shirts got there, so the Nature Nook shirts got there. I'll try to wear it on Thursday then.
Okay, and we'll give you, I guess, a child's death, if that's what you want. No, it kind of seemed like that's what you wanted to happen.
Well, that's what was on the screen.
No, I know, and you were
like, well, R.I.P. to the baby. Like, I'd already accepted it. I already accepted that baby's death.
And you were really kind of happy about it. So,
I wasn't happy.
No, I mean, this Nature Nook really kind of shows what you, the kind that you like, and so we'll have more of those for you, right?
It's Darwinism, where it's just like, hey, dude, that's if that's what you want, that's what you're gonna get,
right?
Put the
So did you think the orangutan was like break through the glass and grab the
100% or up over the glass
and just like scale it?
Yes,
yeah.
I thought either thing was gonna break the glass, rip the baby's face off, or jumps over, rips the parent's face off, which I would have been fine with either.
Right.
So. I want violence on Thursday, Bob. Okay? I'm throwing down the gauntlet.
I will legitimately tomorrow night.
Yep. He's going to look for
real drunk.
I'm throwing down the gauntlet.
And just, dive through.
He's going to go on the, dark web. I mean, he is going to find.
Yeah, there's no basketball on for the next few days. There's no basketball on until, Thursday? So you got a couple nights to find something dark. So. Challenge accepted. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's figure it out.
I guess that's the price we have to pay, right, for showing an adorable video. Sure. You're does. Welcome no. to everyone but
no,
Ross.
No, the people want violence.
No, right? They loved it.
They want violence. Okay.
No, they loved it.
Go to iTunes. Rate the show 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. We're almost at 2,000 reviews on iTunes. Can you just get us to that? And then, we can figure it out from there. I know Drinking Bros, I said 10,000. It's like people hate leaving reviews. So do I. I don't do it unless it's like a homies thing. We're homies. So please go leave the goddamn review so I can shut up about it. And again, thank you for everybody who came out over the weekend to the Tampa Bay Rowdies game and the Tampa Bay Rays game. We had a blast down there.
We really did.
Fun
it
city.
It was awesome.
That was a
really
fun
awesome.
City. I definitely go back. I'm amped.
We will be.
The Rays people were like, hey, are we going to see you guys again? I was like, yeah, in the World Series. When it's Braves versus Rays, we'll see you there. So what's up? We'll be back for that for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.